Over the weekend, President Trump said he wanted to see the results of the election today.
We should know the result of the election on November 3rd, the evening of November 3rd. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it should be. What's going on in this country?
Pennsylvania voters had the power to determine the election's outcome. Pollsters are calling us the most important swing state this year. But with record numbers of mail-in ballots this year, is it possible for Pennsylvania to have results today?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. WHYY reporter Aaron Moselle has been digging into ballot counting operations in Philly and the suburbs. He's here to explain why results will take longer this election day and the political battles behind the count. Aaron, why is the voting process so different this year?
There are a couple of big reasons for that. The first is that we're still very much in the middle of this pandemic. And so there's still some reticence on the part of voters to go vote in person. And so they had the option this year of sending in a mail ballot instead. And so thousands and thousands of people are taking advantage of that. The reason that they can do that is that last year the legislature expanded mail-in voting so that you no longer had to have an excuse to get one. And so take those two things and, mail ballots have skyrocketed. Statewide, more than 3 million voters have requested mail ballots. Compare that to last election when we had fewer than 300,000. So big change.
It sure is. That's a lot of votes.
Yeah, it's a ton more than we've ever seen in Pennsylvania. And so it's going to take some time to get through those votes, especially because Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states in the country that doesn't permit county boards to start counting those votes until 7 a.m. on election day. So each county in the months leading up to this election have been getting some infrastructure in place so that, that doesn't take weeks and weeks to get done.
How exactly are they going to count all those mail-in ballots?
So a big piece of that for at least I can say the counties in and around Philadelphia is a lot of high-speed machinery. So in Philadelphia, the mail ballot operation is being housed inside this big hall, this big cavernous space inside the Pennsylvania Convention Center. And in different sections of that hall, there are three distinct parts of the operation, and each ballot has to pass through each of those in order on its way to being counted.
So how does it start?
So the first stage is sorting. The ballots will be first sorted by ward, and then another pass will sort them by division. This is the only step of the process that can be done before 7 a.m. on election day, because there's no actual counting that's being done. They're just organizing the ballots so that it's easier to count the ballots once they can. On election day, they can actually go ahead and start opening up these ballots starting at 7 a.m. And what they're going to use to do that is this thing called an extractor. It's a high-speed machine, and how it works is that it's exactly what it sounds like. You run the ballot through the extractor, it slices open the envelope, and then a worker will take out that envelope, and then you'll have the ballot that's inside of a secrecy envelope, and they'll run that through the machine again. That'll get sliced open, and then you'll have the actual ballot.
Once the ballot is out of the envelope, then what happens?
So that's the part of the process that involves the most manpower, because the machine can't unfold the ballots once they've been removed from both envelopes. So there will be a lot of people whose job it will be in Philadelphia and elsewhere to remove these ballots and flatten them so that they can be fed into a scanning machine, which is the machine that ultimately does the counting. All of this is new for all these counties, and while it's going to take less time because there's machinery to help, this process start to finish is still going to be pretty time consuming. Philadelphia says, for example, that they're going to release some of their results once the polls close, but most of the results are going to be released the following day in kind of batches here and there. Montgomery County and Chester County are expecting similar speeds with their counting operations. The state as a whole, we could see it take a little longer, but it definitely won't be until tomorrow, until we have sort of a fuller picture of their results. In the meantime, you're going to have people who are working to count these ballots 24/7. They started at 7 o'clock this morning, and they will just go until they have everything counted. I talked to one woman who's doing this work in Chester County, Laura Hurley. She was brought in to be a machine supervisor, and despite all the hours she's going to be putting in, she says she's really motivated to do her civic duty.
We're a swing state. We definitely swung in a direction that we weren't anticipated to swing in 2016, and we only swung in for 44,000 votes. One of the reasons why I'm here is because I just feel like Pennsylvania is such an important state, and we don't have any room to get it wrong.
When we come back...
That would be so unsubstantiated in every way, shape, or form were somebody to declare victory when a fraction of the ballots are counted.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Aaron Moselle about why counting votes in Pennsylvania is going to take longer this year and why that matters. It sounds like the counties had their plans and their machinery in place, but, there's been a few legal challenges from the state GOP regarding the voting deadlines, and so I'm just wondering, where do those stand?
So there's been some back and forth over when voters in Pennsylvania actually need to get their ballots into the hands of county election boards. There was a state Supreme Court decision in September that said that they had between 8 p.m. on Election Day and 5 p.m. on November 6th, as long as the county boards had received their mail ballot in that window, that it would be counted. That ruling got some pushback from Republicans in Pennsylvania who said that violated federal law, and they asked the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down that three-day extension. Those challenges were ultimately unsuccessful, which prompted the state Republican Party to try again with the U.S. Supreme Court. That petition was rejected, but only because it was filed so close to the election. We now have a new justice on the bench, Amy Coney Barrett, who could kind of tip the scales when it comes to this ruling. So there's still a lot that could happen even after the votes are counted, at least here in Pennsylvania.
So, Aaron, how much of this is political? Because we know that Pennsylvania, as you said, is a crucial swing state in this election.
What we do know is that, President Trump for months has sought to sow doubt in the mail-in ballot process. He said that it opens the possibility for fraud. On the debate stage, has said that he wasn't really prepared to accept the final outcome of the election, in part because of his beliefs about mail ballots being problematic, despite the FBI saying that widespread fraud in this area is rare.
Why does it matter that counties are able to count all these mail-in ballots quickly?
This election is unique because it has essentially two streams. You have the mail-in ballot part that we've been talking about, but there's also going to be people that are heading to the polls and casting their ballot the way people have been up until this point at traditional polling places. Why that's important is because the mail ballots, the results for them are going to come in a more staggered fashion than the results at polling places. And so, as we said earlier, the state has more than 3 million voters who've requested mail-in ballots. And when you break that down by party, way more of those votes are coming from Democrats, close to 2 million compared to, you know, roughly 800,000 from Republicans. That means that, you know, as things get reported out, we're likely to see more votes reported from the Republican side of things first before we see kind of the full complement of votes from Democrats, because more Republicans will be voting in person and have their votes counted first. And so all of this is to say that when everything is said and done, PA could experience kind of this pretty profound shift in its results in the days after the election. So it could look like the state is going for Trump initially because you're having all of these in-person Republican votes coming in first. And then you could see, you know, kind of this, what analysts are calling, you know, a blue shift when you have more of these Democratic mail-in ballots that are hitting the results page of these counties and ultimately the overall count for Pennsylvania. The concern with that blue shift is that President Trump could try to take advantage of it, that once it seems like he's winning, he'll try to declare a victory and then try to dispute any of the results that come in afterwards. Remember, Pennsylvania is a hugely important swing state that could really make or break this election, both for him or for his rival Joe Biden. You know, just this weekend, he said that he'd like to see the results all today, even though we know that is impossible because of everything that we've discussed. And PA Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar was asked about this yesterday.
That would be so unsubstantiated in every way, shape, or form were somebody to declare victory when a fraction of the ballots are counted.
She didn't specifically say Trump's name, but she did say it would be wrong to declare victory before all the count was done.
I urge everybody to ignore completely unsubstantiated claims that have no basis in reality.
Aaron, I could see how, you know, everybody in Pennsylvania is going to be on pins and needles for the entire week, probably, until we find out just what the final results are.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, especially given the history, the recent history in 2016, where Trump, you know, took Pennsylvania by less than 50,000 votes, a very thin margin. So I think even more so than usual, people will really be glued to the results.
What are county officials saying to voters to reassure them that all this is going to go smoothly?
In talking to county officials who are in charge of elections in Philly and in the suburbs, they're confident in the systems that they've set up to get all of these mail ballots counted, both in a timely fashion, but more importantly, you know, in an accurate fashion. That confidence is echoed by the Wolf administration and by the Secretary of State, who have assured folks that, you know, they will be able to vote safely and that their votes will be counted.
We are hitting this on every front to make sure every Pennsylvanian can exercise their right to vote safely and securely, and that those ballots will be counted accurately and accurately as quickly as humanly possible.
You know, personally, you know, just seeing all of this machinery set up and kind of talking through, you know, the processes with various county officials, you know, I did feel, you know, personally a little bit more confident as just a voter that my vote not only was received, but that it would be counted and go towards the final results that we'll be all looking for.
Aaron, thank you so much for coming on and explaining.
You're welcome.
That was WHYY reporter Aaron Moselle. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Alex Dern, Kelsey Hansen, Sabrina Boyd-Zerka, Buffy Gorilla, and Malcolm Burnley, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help on this episode from Ariella Cohen. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. Be safe and well, and we'll see you Thursday.